Well, we are joined by Brad Graber every Tuesday. Brad Graber is a financial planner in Indianapolis, and he has the website investinginTruth.com, investinginTruth.com. And today we're going to talk about, do you buy a home or do you still rent? Brad, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, it's great to have you here. You know, this is a question I think a lot of people wrestle with, even people in my age bracket and maybe young married couples, doesn't matter where you are. Maybe you've been renting for a number of years. How do you decide what's the best thing to do?
Yeah, it's a real popular question. I get it a lot, and especially this time of year as school is winding up and the real estate market starts to get a little hotter as people are considering where they live for the next calendar year. So I like to start people by trying to get rid of some of the myths that are out there when it comes to renting or buying, because it seems like there are some beliefs that are pretty deeply ingrained in us. And let me just toss the first one out there for discussion, which is renting is throwing away your money. I hear that all the time, and it tends to be one of the first arguments that people give to me for not renting. And you know, I've been on both sides of that equation. I've been a renter, I've been a landlord, and I can tell you if it's done properly, that renting is not necessarily throwing away your money. Sure, we might be paying a little bit more in rent than we would be in a house payment, but we're also getting benefits for that. So I like to compare it to eating out versus eating at home. We can make a meal cheaper at home in almost all cases, but we're actually paying for a service by going out, having someone else prepare a meal for us, having a place to sit down and eat and not have to clean the dishes. So when it comes to renting versus buying, just think of some of the examples of benefits that you get as a renter. Number one, if something breaks, you don't have to fix it. So you don't have to take the time, you don't have to take the money to fix the thing. You also don't have to pay property taxes or insurance on the property. And if you want to buy a home, you're typically going to have to put a decent down payment on it. So there's cash that you have to come out of pocket for that now gets to stay in your pocket if you choose to rent. And the last thing, which I think is one of the biggest benefits of renting, is you have the ability to move. So you're typically only signing a short-term lease, and when that lease is up, you've got the ability to now change your mind and go live in a different place.
Well, what about a myth around owning a home, Brad? Because you say myth number two is buying a home is always a good investment. How is that a myth?
Yeah, and that comes back to, in the investment world, if we've only seen things go in one direction, we forget that they go the other or can go the other. So home values typically do go up. The problem is it's not a straight line. So you may buy a home and things can change in the marketplace. You know, whether it's interest rates, whether it's the economy around us, and home prices are not guaranteed that they're going to continue to go up and that you're going to make more money on the home when you sell it than when you originally bought it. And if you talk to enough people, you'll probably run into somebody that lives somewhere and they're, for whatever reason, whether they lost a job and had to leave or whether the economy changed, one of them that I think of a lot is the Elkhart area up in northern Indiana when the car business was struggling 7, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and the economy just died and the housing market really suffered with it because you didn't have people moving in and taking new jobs. Instead, you had more people actually leaving the area. So there is no guarantee that that investment, if you want to call your home your investment, that that's going to go up. And even if the value stays the same, we have to remember that there's typically costs associated with buying and selling a home. So was there a realtor involved? Are there other closing costs and things that went into the process of buying or selling the home? And if the home value stays the same, then those are costs that we had to add on to our cost of living there because we're not going to recoup them with a change in value of the home.
We're talking with Brad Graber, a financial planner in Indianapolis, joins us every Tuesday. He also has the website investinginTruth.com, investinginTruth.com. Myth number three you've got on here, Brad, to when we're talking about purchasing a home versus renting. Renting helps you avoid debt. Is that true?
Well, I would say no. And again, it comes back to looking at purely what debt is. And a lot, you know, I've seen these popular blogs that are out there where people will rent and it's because they don't want to go into debt and they're going to save up the full purchase price of a home. And that's their motivation behind it. Well, if you look at it, every time you sign a rental agreement, you're binding yourself for a specific period of time. So if you don't think that you're going into debt, I would tell you to go try to break your lease and see what they tell you. Because you are in debt to them for a specific period of time. And while a mortgage may put you in debt for 30 years, a rental agreement will likely put you in debt for 12 months at a time. So it's really not truly avoiding debt at all costs. So for those that are hardcore, I'm not going to go into debt on anything, you're really not winning that battle either way. You probably need to go live in your parents' basement, because that's about the only way that you're going to avoid debt in either of those situations, either renting or buying and taking out a mortgage on the home.
Unless they charge you, right?
That's right. So you may be in debt to them too. But again, debt, if we look at debt, the risk of debt is it's putting us into servitude to the person that we're borrowing from. So in the case of renting, it's to the landlord that we're renting from. In the case of buying a home, it's the bank that we're borrowing the money from. And the risk of the debt, or the danger of the debt, is how easily can I unwind it? So with renting, you may have to pay a couple extra months of rent in order to get out of it. With a home, it's the process of selling the home, getting enough money out of it to be able to pay off your debt. So it's always a matter of assessing that risk that goes with the debt.
So we've looked at the myths now. And now we're ready to make a decision. How do we actually decide what to do? Are we going to rent or are we going to buy? What are some things we need to look at?
Yeah, I've got a couple of suggestions there. So if you're new to an area, I would typically tell somebody to rent first, because we don't know the area yet. We're not sure exactly where we'll ultimately want to land and actually, you know, put our roots down. So it's a good idea to rent at least for a period of time. Get to know the landscape, figure out, you know, what neighborhood do I want to be in? Do I like my commute? There's a lot of factors that come into that. Where's my church at? So if you haven't found a church yet, make sure you find that, and then, you know, put your roots down where you ultimately will want them to be. The second point I would tell people is rent if moving is in the near future. So if you know you're only going to live in an area for a year or two, it's typically not worth it to go ahead and buy the home. You know, one of them is the carrying cost that I talked about. So the realtor fees, the closing costs, all those things that go into buying and preparing a home to live in. So that's one big reason. The other one is you don't have to worry about selling the home when it ultimately is time to move on. So it's normally not a quick process. And when you have a simple rental agreement, when the time is up, you load up the moving van and you move on. And then the third one I would say is rent if you don't have an adequate down payment. So if you don't have enough money to put down on a home and do it in the right way, a lot of times it's going to be more expensive. So you may pay a higher interest rate. They may add on private mortgage insurance, which is one of those things that protects the lender if you're not putting a very big down payment down on a home. So there can be a lot of added costs. So a lot of times I would tell people, hey, just put the brakes on. Once you rent for another year, build up a better down payment and use that time to actually research the home that you ultimately want to buy.
Yeah, the main thing is, you know, a home is not necessarily whether you own it or you rent it. There's lots of things that can make a home, isn't that true?
Absolutely, and what makes a home rarely comes down to anything financial. And it's going to be all the other factors in life, and one of those big things is contentment. And contentment should always be a part of the Christian life. And if we find ourselves not being able to be content in our current situation, oftentimes we're not going to be content even if we have a bigger house, a nicer car, more money in the bank account. There's something deeper that we need to be working on.